Well, good morning to you all. I wanted to address today something that's so painful for me to be witnessing every single day in our country and abroad, this racial divisiveness that is not the intent for God's kingdom. It's not the intent for the human race to be so divided amongst cultural lines. Especially in this country, when we have such a great depth of wellness, freedom, and a wellspring of love that's accessible to all who come into this nation. Assimilation being something that should be viewed as mandatory by any peoples that emigrate to this nation. We have a bad history in this country. Black people sold black people to the Americas. Black people sold black people from Africa to Europe. The slave trade was brutal. 400 years of misery. We have a history of death and barbarity as a human race. We have a continued divisiveness. And being in prison, I witness the racial division quite clearly, even more so. But what I see rising up in this country with groups like Black Lives Matter and other leftist groups like Antifa is almost the reverse of what was a historically racist normalization in the minds of people in white supremacy. Now, I happen to be white, but I don't have any racist bones in my body. I'm not a person who looks down on others due to their race, because I follow the practice of what it says in James chapter 2. In James chapter 2, starting at verse 1, it says, "My brothers, practice the faith of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the glorious Messiah, without showing favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your synagogue wearing gold rings and fancy clothes, and also a poor man comes in dressed in rags. If you show more respect to the man wearing the fancy clothes and say to him, 'Have this good seat here,' while to the poor man you say, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down on the floor by my feet,' then aren't you creating distinctions among yourselves? And haven't you made yourselves into judges with evil motives?" There is discrimination, favoritism, evil motivation. When we look at people of different color or different class in society, different economic classification, as less than. And so it is the Lord's way for us to grapple with these hard truths and to move away from black supremacy. Black supremacy is the ideology that causes leftist news outlets to be seemingly pushed into making decisions for their viewership, making decisions to create channels like BET, aggrandizing culturally libertine behavior that is anathema to the Word of God, and reverting to almost a tribalistic mentality, or it's either us or them. These are difficult subjects to address, and I think that's why most people avoid them, but we can recognize scientifically that there are Caucasoid, Negroid, and Mongoloid peoples on Earth, that there is a difference in skeletal structure, there is a difference in physicality, there is a difference in how people were bred for different purposes. And there's the difference in governance the world over. So when you see the differences of people, we can recognize them as differences without being people who view one another as superior. Just because the majority of basketball and football players are black now because of their physical superiority doesn't mean that the black race is superior. Just because the majority of CEOs and market executives are white people doesn't mean that they're intellectually superior. It's difficult to address these things. And maybe if there is intellectual superiority amongst the white race, or amongst the Chinese, or amongst the Ashkenazi Jews, which has been proven to be true, in the sight of God, there is only equality. You know, Paul taught that he who was a slave, may he be a free man. He who is free when he's called into the kingdom of God, may he become a slave. Our servitude is to be to the Lord, not to cultural ideas of divisiveness and tribalistic reversion. In the 1200s, you had the Magna Carta, and this peace treaty that paved the way towards human rights and freedoms and democracy had a great deal of setbacks. We have never been able to fully accomplish the seeding of democracies around the world without much chaos that ensues afterwards because of corruption. So whether it's racial division, tribalism, culturally libertine behavior that simply flies in the face of everything that God wants for us as people, there will be difficulties in pursuit of goodness. I want to look at the example quickly of Iraq and our intent to set up democracy there, and how much blood and treasure was spent to try to solidify democratic values in the Middle East, which is sectarian, it's tribal, it's brutal, it's unsuccessful. It's unsuccessful. These things are perhaps intellectually, genetically inherited, as we know that over time, science is discovering that more and more intellectual traits are genetically inherited. And perhaps this is why that we have such difficulties in this country grappling with the truths of tribal politics. If everyone could just come on the news and express the truth that Black Lives Matter was the Chinese supported effort to socially restructure the United States in a negative direction, to destroy the nuclear family, to bring a more Marxist ideology into what is the greatest free country on earth with capitalism and all of the great things that cause people to be motivated, to be successful, incentivized through personal wealth gain. These media corporations instead give money to such causes because they feel pressured through the ideology of black supremacy. It's racism. It's racism. The greatest perpetrators of racist ideologies, whether in prison or out there, are the black people. And I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't know when they're going to crack open the Word of God and recognize that showing favoritism due to race or anything else is wrong. But we also see that it leads to quarreling and strife. I want to look at James chapter 4. What is causing all the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it your desires battling inside you? You desire things and don't have them. You kill, and you are jealous, and you still can't get them. So you fight and quarrel. The reason you don't have is that you don't pray. Or you pray and don't receive, because you pray with the wrong motive, out of wanting to indulge your own desires. I wanted to circle back and round everything off on the book of James, because whether it's the cultural divisiveness, racial divisiveness, or tribalism around the world, sectarianism, it can all be summed up as being the cause of a further societal deprivation, degradation, because of a failure to understand the unity of God, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of that three-versal section out of the book of James. I repeat, what is causing all the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it your desires battling inside you? You desire things and don't have them. You kill, and you are jealous, and you still can't get them. So you fight and quarrel. The reason you don't have is that you don't pray. Or you pray and don't receive, because you pray with the wrong motive, that of wanting to indulge your own desires. I don't know how anything else can bridge the gap but the Word of God. Because when Christ came, he didn't look upon the Egyptian, the black woman, as any different than his Jewish disciples. Maybe not capable of receiving instructions of the parables in potentiality. Maybe not capable of understanding the depths of Torah, because she wasn't raised in it. But his outstretched hand was still there. His grace and mercy was still there. Now, Martin Luther King Jr., he was a peaceful man. He had his own issues. He had his own sins. But he peaced until the point of death. And he celebrated. But to have a group of people who are trying to impose their will through violence, burning buildings down, throwing rocks, attacking the police, avoiding law and order, those will not be met with good response. Those tactics cannot be met with good response. There will be no positive outcome. Violence begets only more violence. And Martin Luther King Jr. rolls over in his grave as he witnesses this degradation of the cause that he fought for, that he stood for, that he marched for.
1 minute remaining.
I call upon people who listen to this to put aside pettiness, put aside the ideologies of the ungodly, and to pursue unity amongst your fellow humans, despite the differences. We have many, but this country is supposed to be a melting pot, assimilation. But that assimilation needs to be directed by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And it is my hope that we will have greater unity as a people and stand against the real foes of the American way and capitalism, freedom, and love. God bless you, and God bless America. Peace be with you all. Shalom aleichem. Baruch Shem.